From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. NATO officials say gunmen have launched another in a series of attacks on its supply vehicles in Pakistan. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports, around 120 NATO tankers have been destroyed in similar attacks in recent weeks.
Local officials said that gunmen first fired on the parked convoy, probably to scare off the drivers, then launched small rockets at the tankers, which burst into flames. This attack happened in southwest Balochistan province. The trucks were headed for the only border crossing still open in Pakistan. Pakistani Taliban have claimed responsibility for most of the attacks, but criminal gangs sometimes attack convoys and then sell the looted oil or supplies. The job of moving supplies through Pakistan has been made more dangerous by the closing of a key border crossing. Pakistan is expected to reopen that crossing now that U.S. and NATO officials have apologized for recent cross-border raids that have killed two Pakistani border guards. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Islamabad.
The Mexican government denies that it is delaying efforts to find a missing American tourist. The foreign ministry says it's launching a federal probe into the disappearance of David Hartley. Tiffany Hartley says she last saw her husband on September 30th when pirates shot him while the couple was jet skiing in a lake along the Texas border. North Korea is preparing to celebrate the 65th anniversary of its ruling Workers' Party. And while Lisa Kaltow reports that one top official is confirming that Kim Jong-il's youngest son will be the nation's next leader.
Yang Hyung-sop, a senior official in North Korea's ruling Workers' Party, told the Associated Press in Pyongyang that Kim Jong-un, the youngest son of North Korea's leader, will succeed his father. This is the first public confirmation about Kim Jong-il's succession plan. "Our people are honored to serve the great President Kim Il-sung and the great leader Kim Jong-il," Yong said. "Now we also have the honor of serving young General Kim Jong-un." The young Kim, said to be about 27 or 28, became a four-star general only 2 weeks ago during a rare party convention. In addition to this appointment, Kim Jong-il promoted his son to vice chairman of the Central Military Commission of the Workers' Party. The party begins a three-day celebration today, culminating in what is believed to be the biggest military parade this weekend. For NPR News, I'm Dua Lee Sai Kau Tao in Seoul.
Vietnamese authorities are rushing aid to around 100,000 people facing food shortages after devastating floods in central Vietnam. The death toll has risen to 62, and authorities are searching for 20 people who are missing. A two-month effort to rescue 33 trapped miners in Chile could soon come to an end. Rescuers say they could be finished drilling to the area where the miners are taking refuge by today, but it could take a couple of more days to get the men to the surface. Food, water, and messages from anxious family members have been sent to the workers through narrow openings in the rock. This is NPR News. One of the towns most affected by the sludge spill in western Hungary is being evacuated. Kalantar is located near a damaged reservoir where a chemical plant spill occurred. At least seven deaths and scores of injuries are being blamed on the spill. A magnitude 5.9 earthquake shook the area of Costa Rica's capital on Friday. There were no immediate reports of injuries or damage. The quake was centered some 26 miles northwest of San Jose. Award-winning gospel singer Albertina Walker has died. NPR's Sonari Glinton says Walker's career spanned more than six decades and included over 60 albums.
Albertina Walker's voice was gruff, soulful, and elegant.
I come through the fire.
Mentored by Mahalia Jackson, Albertina Walker helped kickstart the careers of other gospel greats, Shirley Caesar and James Cleveland among them, in her group, The Caravans. In one of her last interviews with NPR, she gave advice to the newest generation of singers.
It's not just the singing. You got to live the words. Live what you're singing about.
Gospel star Albertina Walker was 81. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
China is balking at the Nobel Committee's choice for the 2010 Peace Prize. The Nobel Committee chose dissident Liu Xiaobo, citing his two-decades-long nonviolent struggle for human rights. But officials in Beijing say the choice violates the committee's own rules because Xiaobo is considered a criminal in China. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.
Support for